This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you remember your prom theme? Do you remember your prom song? Did you go to your senior prom, and do you remember your prom song?
I don't remember the song. I remember some things that happened.
I'll bet you do.
What do you mean song? Because usually there's, you know, like...
Yeah, there's usually a song, a theme to the prom. So I was curious if you remembered that song. I don't remember mine at all. I couldn't tell you what it was. In fact, I don't remember much of what happened that night.
What was it, the Betty Boop?
Remember the pictures, you know, because you have to pose for all those pictures. But no, I don't remember the song, but it says that, but most people don't. Over 50% of people don't remember anything, their prom song, their prom theme. They just don't remember it. For prom, me, it's been a long time ago.
Prom, I feel like, is just a waste. I mean, in the time that you're a kid, yeah, okay, I get it. But overall, come on.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
You still doing the proms?
Yeah, what about your prom? What do you remember?
1979, Stairway to Heaven was the theme. And we did it in the cafeteria, made our own backdrop, and that's about all I remember.
Were you on the prom committee?
Yes, I was.
I could tell you were, because you said we made our own backdrop.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Senior class, we made our own backdrop, a set of stairs going up into the clouds, and most of the guys wore powder blue tuxedos.
I remember those, with ruffle shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when we weren't wearing our leisure suits.
That's right, the old leisure suit, absolutely. All right, man, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bye. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Yes, the prom. Great day. We did have a live band. We had a bunch of really talented people in our school, and they had their own group, and of course it was Stairway to Heaven.
Well, good. What was it, 79, 78?
78.
78, all right.
And it was with my husband, and we're still together.
Boy, that's a real love story there. How long have you been married?
It'll be 40 years this month.
Well, happy 40th.
Thank you. Wow. It's a great accomplishment now, Dave.
It really is. Hats off to you. You gotta be understanding. You gotta give. You gotta take. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's half and half.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Good morning. We're still on the prom subject.
We are. I'm dying to hear about yours.
Well, you've got just a few days on me. I graduated in '85 and from East Forsyth, great school. Don't remember much about it, but I remember graduating. I did. And the prom was not the best in the world. So we got a little rebellious and we went to RJ Reynolds prom, which was the next weekend.
Ooh.
That prom was freaking rocking. You remember the band Autograph?
Yes.
Turn up the radio. They played Reynolds Prom right before that song went ballistic.
Dude, I was working here at 98.7 Kiss FM at that time playing that song.
Yes. I remember 98.7 Kiss FM.
Well,
here's another name you may remember.
Yeah.
I was in the audiovisual class at the Career Center with a guy named Chris Runch, who turned out to be the anchor for Channel 12.
Yeah, well, you went to the right prom, man. Autograph, playing live at a prom. We always had a DJ.
Yes, and that was right. That was as they were pumping up for that song to come out, and that prom rocked, I'm telling you. And I wore this hideously gray kind of, I don't know, prom-looking suit. I don't know. I got a picture of it somewhere, but it was the 80s, and, you know, things were just a little different there when it came to fashion. We all thought we were cool then.
Yeah, it was the 80s. You're excused, man. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
Yeah, it was a much better time to be alive, I think, than these kids today. My oldest daughter graduates from college this week, and I don't know where the time went.
Goes by fast, doesn't it, buddy?
Yes, it does, sir.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
We love listening to you.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being there. Bye. Hey, it's Wolf.
You know, Dale, I take offense to that comment.
Why? Because you're still wearing a leisure suit?
I not only still own a leisure suit, I'm actually wearing my powder blue tuxedo now.
Ooh.
Man, the leisure suit. I swear, it's like, who got that past somebody at a clothing company? Hey, we got an idea. Check this out. That looks great. Let's go with it.
Nothing screams you're going to pass out from heat exhaustion more than a damn polyester suit at a friggin' late spring formal where there was no air conditioning in an auxiliary gym that already smelled like bad socks anyway.
Yeah, the good thing about the leisure suit was they were flame-proof, but they would melt. It wouldn't flame up, it would melt.
And it had those big, giant horn-rim buttons, and I still have the cravat. Do you remember the cravat?
I remember all that stuff, man. It's awful. It's just awful.
I don't even know these words.
The next time I get y'all boys out to the house for a dinner again, I'm going to have to break all that stuff out because you think I'm joking. I still have all that crap, and I'm not that old.
Can you still fit into it?
Oh, man, like a busted can of biscuits walking around. It looks sad when I try to put on that thing.
All right, Chris, have a good one, buddy.
You too, brother. I'll see y'all later.
See you, bud.
93.1 The Wolf, hello.
Hey, I remember my prom theme, and I remember the artist that sang the song, but I can't remember which song it is.
All right, well, hit us with it. Maybe we can help you.
Well, it was an Edwin McCain song, and it was either I'll Be... I can't remember the other one. I think it was I'll Be.
Yeah,
and the prom theme was A Night Under the Stars.
Ooh. How can they do such like romantic, emotionally invested songs for teenagers? Like, Shouldn't it be something fun and upbeat?
Isn't that crazy? I have no idea. I do not know. So, but that was back in 1999.
Ooh, what a time to be alive, the 90s. What color was your dress?
Black, actually. It was black and it had sequins and it was sleeveless. And my grandmother made like a scarf and hand sewed sequins on that scarf to match the dress.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That's awesome. What's your name?
It's Courtney Merritt. How are you?
Oh, hey, Courtney.
What's even funnier is I am an insurance agent, and when I worked in Greenville, South Carolina, I insured Edwin McCain. Is that not crazy?
How much?
Because he is from South Carolina.
Did he have a high premium?
No, not really. I think his house was only like that. At $150,000. It wasn't that much.
Courtney, thank you for checking in.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye, girl.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.